Rehearsal for Truth is a week-long theatre festival dedicated to Václav Havel that gets underway in New York on Tuesday. Alongside plays and stage readings, it will also see the presentation of a human rights award and the unveiling of a new bust of the dissident-turned-president at Columbia University. Ian Willoughby discussed the festival, which is focused on Central European theatre, with organiser Pavla Niklova of the Václav Havel Library Foundation.
The main idea is to extend the legacy of Václav Havel. We are the Václav Havel Library Foundation. And so we got the idea that we would promote his legacy with theater, because he was a man of theater. Another idea was that Havel really strongly advocated for the Visegrad countries to work together. And all of these countries have very strong theatrical tradition, theater institutes that are used to working internationally and collaborating and working on big projects. So that was the idea, to put up together like a showcase of Central European theater in New York.
Well, actually, I wanted to ask you about that. After all these years, after the fall of communism, after these countries all joined NATO and the EU, do they still have something in common, especially their theater scenes?
Yeah, I think they have in common good things and bad things. And I think the theater is one of the great things that they have together. And then they work together on many European projects where they support each other and present each other, both in practical way in presenting theater, but also in theoretical, in organizing seminars or symposia in Europe.
Apart from the actual theatre side of the festival, there's a human rights element. Can you please tell us about that?
That's another project that is connected with Václav Havel. So we established annual award for a courageous writer at risk. We call it Disturbing the Peace, and this will be the third year. And the idea is to acknowledge a writer with a similar life story as Václav Havel's, meaning that you are trying to pursue your artistic writing career, but all of a sudden it happens that the regime doesn't appreciate it, doesn't like you to disturb their peace. And so all of a sudden you become a dissident. And these writers are people who refuse to be silenced. And so we would like to, you know, acknowledge them, to promote their names, and to around the world, and to attract more and more people to fight for them and to support them.
And who is this year's recipient?
This year is a Chinese writer and dissident, and his name is Liao Yibu. He's a writer who recited his poem about Tiananmen Square massacre, after which he was put in prison for 4 years, but now he lives in Germany.
Also during this week, there's going to be at Columbia University the unveiling of a statue, or a bust rather, of Václav Havel. Is that part of the festival too?
Yes, it is. We are very happy that Columbia University joined the festival the last minute, I would say, but we are totally thrilled. The bust will be dedicated by Madeleine Albright, with a little short lecture and discussion. And the author of the bust is sculptor Maria Šeborová, Czech sculptor, and she will be attendance as well.